If you're not being attacked, there's something wrong. Because that means that the devil is real comfortable with you. Because you can come here all day and praise and worship and speak in tongues and do whatever you want. But as long as you leave this church being the same person that you came in with, he's good. He don't care about all that. He don't care about your devotions. He don't care about sitting here writing, memorizing scriptures, highlighting it in your Bible. It ain't written on your heart. So he don't care. He wants your calling. Even he believes in the calling over your life. He wants to rob that. He's out for that. And we got to really identify these attacks. Is it attacks or is it consequences of our actions? Because not everything is attacks. Oh, we're like, oh man, I'm being attacked. Spiritual warfare. No, you're facing consequences of your actions.
Come on.
You sowed a lot of things into the world before you gave your life to Christ, and you're starting to reap it now. But all you got to do is redirect yourself back to the cross and be like, hey, I know who I am. Those things don't even have to stick to me anymore. Because that's not what God sees. God sees Jesus when he looks at me. When he looks at the cross, he sees me. When he sees me, he sees Jesus. So we can't have these things speaking over our lives. We can't hold on to these things. It's like we come up here, we say a prayer, we give it all to God, we put it at the feet of the cross, and then we pick it back up and go back home. I've done it. I still do it sometimes. I pick things up. Man, I gotta lay it back down. I gotta lay it back down. I gotta resurrender daily. Everybody always, a lot of people ask me, like, how do I do it? I tell them I don't. It's God.
Amen.
It's all God.